This is KCUR. Now we turn to Aging in Place, a new reporting project from KCUR that explores how the Kansas City region will meet the needs of an expanding population over the age of 65. Today, KCUR's Ellie Moxley rides along with Johnson County Meals on Wheels to learn more about the volunteers providing essential services to seniors.
I always count them. They do a very good job here, but just every once in a while, they miss one, and it's easier to count.
When it comes to delivering meals to seniors, Don Davis is an old pro. He hoists two big cooler bags of food into the trunk of his car and tells wife Toni it's time to hit the road. It's about 10:30 a.m. on a recent Friday as the couple begins their regular route through South Overland Park for Johnson County Meals on Wheels.
I had been retired for a couple years. Toni wasn't retired yet, and I was looking for something I could do, and I knew I could drive, and I knew I could find places.
That was 4 years ago. Today, Tony's retired too.
So this is, a lot of the delivering is in a neighborhood. We've lived in this area for the last 50 years, and so it's like doing it to our neighbors. In fact, we do deliver on one route to our neighbor right up the street.
Homebound seniors 60 and older can get a hot lunch delivered 5 days a week from Johnson County Meals on Wheels. By Tony's estimation, most of the people she and Don take meals to are older than that, at least 70.
There's a story in the Best Times about the couple that's been married 70 years, and he's 89, and I thought, boy, he looks healthier than I do.
He's got more hair than you do.
That's
what makes him look younger.
That was a given.
Yeah.
But all joking aside, the Davises aren't as young as they used to be. More than three quarters of volunteers with Johnson County Meals on Wheels are old enough to retire. Seniors aren't just giving their time to organizations that provide aging services. Emily Worm's job with the United Way of Wyandotte County is to connect people 65 and older with volunteer opportunities.
Right now we're really pushing to get people into the schools and after-school programs, so reading, mentoring, tutoring with kids. We have a lot of volunteers working in food pantries. We also have a lot of volunteers that do things like knitting afghans.
Worm says people are often surprised by how tech and internet savvy her senior volunteers are. They're on Facebook and prefer she communicate with them via email. But they also have different skills than the next generation of seniors, the baby boomers, who Worm says are more interested in managing projects than sewing pillows for Cancer Action.
And a lot of those people that are sewing those items are older, and their groups are kind of fading out. You know, they're aging out and can no longer do those things. And so that organization is worried, you know, where are we going to get all of these pillows and things that people who are sick really love to get?
Worm says it's not that baby boomers aren't expected to volunteer. They are, but they're more likely to seek opportunities that reflect their professional experiences once they retire.
Or they may not. You know, that's one of the things, that these boomers are retiring later. And so sometimes they don't want something, you know, they have to commit to every week.
For their part, the Davises enjoy volunteering with Meals on Wheels so much they've picked up a second route. They drop off a half dozen meals before arriving at Willard Beaker's split-level home in Overland Park. He pads to the door in his plaid pajamas, his back stooped with age.
How are you doing?
Hi, I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know.
But you've waved at me.
Sometimes Tony's health prevents her from getting out of the car with Don. She has asthma, and the winter's been hard on her. But Beaker, a World War II veteran, brightens when he sees her. The meal delivery is the highlight of his day.
It gives me an opportunity to have some visitors.
Back in the car, I asked Don and Toni what they've learned delivering for Meals on Wheels.
I mean, does it change anything that you guys are doing for, you know, preparing when you eventually get older?
I try to walk well enough each day that I look younger than the people I'm delivering to, because I'm 72, so.
And we want to be healthy enough to stay on our own, and I guess that's why it's kind of personal for us, because if this helps these people to stay in their home a little bit longer, that's what we would want.
Don's quiet for a minute. Then he mentioned something he noticed at their last stop.
He's got that siding that needs to be power washed.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I see something like that, and I wish I was about 20 years younger so I could come over and power wash it for him. But I have enough trouble just getting the stuff done around our house.
We're back at the Matt Ross Community Center by 11:30 to return the now empty cooler bags. All told, we were gone for less than an hour. The Davises tell me they'll be back again to deliver more meals until they can't anymore. Ellie Moxley, KCUR News.